If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. If you walk fast and holding your head up with confidence, then you're a very focused person and a great problem solver. If you walk with your head held high, your shoulders back and chest forward, then you're very sociable. You like spending time with people, you're confident around them, and like the appreciation. You also like a challenge and can be easily bored. If you walk at an average pace and have your posture relaxed, then you're a calm person. You tend to focus more on others rather than on yourself, and you're easily influenced. If you walk at a medium pace, but with confident strides, then you're very cooperative. Also, you're a great listener. You're likely to be loyal and a bit dependent on others. If you walk slowly, take slow steps, and keep your head lowered, then you're likely to be introverted and shy. If you cross your arms, then you like to be alone or you're vulnerable. Another way to learn more about a person is to have a dinner with them and pay attention to their eating habits. People who eat slowly are not in a rush and like to enjoy their food. The same applies to life. They prefer to take the most out of every moment of their life. In work, they value quality over speed. Fast eaters love to do everything quickly. They're good at meeting the deadlines and multitasking. They also put other people's needs before their own and don't have enough time for themselves. If a person eats one kind of food at a time and doesn't like the food to be mixed up, they're very organized and like to keep everything tidy. They like to think things through and are very detail-oriented. On the other hand, if a person mixes up all the food and eats it together, they're likely an open and friendly person. If someone likes to try new and exotic food, they're likely to do so in life too. They're open to new experiences, like to take risks, are very brave, and never bored or boring. If a person eats very loudly, they tend to enjoy themselves. They know exactly what they want and go for it, careless of what others think. They're just marching to the beat of their own drum. And finally, if a person cuts everything into pieces before eating, it's someone who likes everything planned. They like to think forward and tend to have big expectations, dream big, and work hard to get exactly what they want. Just one note written by you is enough to get some impression. So let's look at your handwriting. What's the size of your letters? If they're small, then you're likely to be a shy and concentrated person. If the letters are average, then you're easygoing and flexible. And if the letters are large, then you're outgoing and love attention. Now, let's turn to spacing. If you leave a lot of space between the words, then you value your freedom. If the space is narrow, then you don't like to be alone. Look at your slant. If your letters are straight, then you're a very practical person that doesn't let their emotions go before their mind. If you slant the words to the right, then you're open-minded and like meeting new people. And if they're slanted to the left, then you like to be on your own. On top of that, if you're right-handed, left slant might mean that you're a rebel. Finally, pay attention to the speed of your writing. If you write slowly, then you're very organized. If you write fast, then you're impatient and don't like wasting time. We can also learn a lot about a person by simply looking at their social media profile. People who thoroughly fill in their profile, answer all the questions, and provide every detail are very open. Privacy settings perfectly reflect how much people are comfortable with sharing with others. People who have many friends on social media are usually self-conscious and tend to have low self-esteem. They have many friends because they're trying to compensate and appear to be popular on social media. People who post a lot, as well as those who like, comment, or share a lot, are extroverts. But if the person posts a lot of self-promotional content, like selfies, they're likely to be narcissistic. The same goes for those who update their status very often. It means the person is trying to promote themselves and is seeking admiration. Next, music. Music is actually a very intimate thing because it speaks to the soul. So, music tastes can tell a lot. People who like classical music and opera tend to have high self-esteem and are very creative. The same applies to jazz and blues lovers, but those are also calm and outgoing. Country music lovers are hardworking and sociable. Pop music lovers are hardworking and outgoing, but they're not creative and tend to be a little haughty. Rock and heavy metal lovers are usually introverted but creative. They have low self-esteem and are a bit on the lazy side. Those fond of dance music are sociable and creative. Rap lovers like to chat a lot but tend to look down on others. But even seemingly tiny things can mean a lot, like the way you keep your toilet paper, for example. If you keep it in the overhand, then you're likely to be dominant. If you prefer it in the underhand position, then you're submissive. We spend a lot of time on our smartphones, so there's no wonder some habits of using it can tell a lot about you too. Do you hold it, scroll, and type using just one hand? If so, you're a very confident person who reaches their goals. But in relationships, you probably like to take your time to decide if the person is right for you, so you may appear reserved to others. Now, if you hold your phone in one hand and work with the other's thumb, then you're reasonable and smart. You carefully think through before doing something and like to take things into account before making a decision. Again, it's the opposite in relationships. Here, you tend to make unthoughtful decisions and can be very judging. If you use your index finger to work on the phone, then you're probably very creative. In romantic relationship, you're shy and it's hard for you to create the bonds. Finally, if you use both your hands to hold your phone and work on it, then you're quick-witted and prefer to make your decisions fast. You're a flexible and well-adapted person who can quickly get used to any conditions. But it's not so handy in the matters of love. Your assertiveness might scare the person, so you often fail to get closer to them. The way you take a selfie also matters. If you take it from below, then you're an agreeable person. If you don't like to reveal your background and carefully choose a spot for a picture, then you're meticulous. If you smile or laugh while taking a picture, then you're a very open person. And finally, duck face is typical for a bit neurotic people. Let's now talk about the way you eat your pizza. Very important. Let's start with the weirdest way, those who eat the crust first. Those people, if they even exist, obviously are very dramatic and love getting attention. People that eat pizza with a fork and knife are very loyal and reliable, and they like to follow the rules. People who fold their pizza before biting are very efficient, like to take risks, and also get bored easily. And if you just bite your pizza from the side of the angle, you're a perfectionist who prefers to do things right. Now, how do you write the X letter? Surprisingly, there's as many as 8 ways to do it. If you write it the first 2 ways, you're focused on the past that holds you and doesn't make you go forward. If your way is the 3rd one, you're probably a rebel. The 4th way means you're looking to the future, but some part of you still holds you back in the past. The 5th way of writing indicates you're very independent and like to do everything your own way. If you write it like number 6, then you're a trendsetter. The 7th way is considered to be the most efficient and the right way of writing the letter. So if you do it like this, you prefer to follow the norms and like having balance in your life. And if you do it as in number 8, then you're likely to be a person who thinks outside the box. Interestingly, the way kids react to a person can also tell a lot about the personality. Little children don't judge anyone by their looks, their way of thinking, or education. So they're way harder to mess up than with adults. Instead, children draw their opinions based on people's body language and face expressions, which are way harder to control. So if kids like you, then you must be a very nice person. Take it as a compliment.